about private wealth, and history just repeats itself. Keep me away from the festival, and just give me a one quarter gin. Over your streets at dawn, I was really poor. Since I left anymore,
yeah.
think I'll never go home. Think I'll never go home. Okay, this is for all you Latinos, right? Big English thing now, yeah. Stranded in South America, nothing to go home for, just another Britain bar. And then his finish comes over to me, I was the choppers of broadcaster, that's how it came to be. Mercury, cha-cha! Think I'll never go home. Think I'll never go home. And the generals have many enemies, and them I single out. What does it concern me about? I've got riddance to my native country. Never did a thing for me. It is a better life here, and I am not a traitor. Marquis, cha-cha. Think I'll never go home. Hey people back over there, and those in sweet and air, it hasn't this for yours. It isn't good like here, but for me I'm much superior. Gringo gets cheaper, serving staff, no tax, and a dusty wife. Intelligentsia! Though your radio has been jammed, at the BBC by chance, you're all educated, good for what you're on about. Say you have cha-cha gloves, you've been oppressed for years. You should hear the real boss, the Amazon. You should hear the real Salt and Salt Scott. You should hear the real boss, the Russell Clark. You should hear the real Lacton Amazon. You should hear the real Salt and Salt Scott. You should hear the real Nuts and Amazon. You should hear the real boss, the Russell. I understand you. I'm on a town called Malamonkey. Cha-cha! I can't ever go home, and it is okay by him. Sorry if I do propaganda. After a few meals I feel better, but that broken down fan, it never fixes them dumb Latins. There's a bandit beside my head. There's a god in the unknown. Okay, cha cha.
The Fong live in Wellington, New Zealand. Doing Marquee Cha-Cha. I'm listening to All Fall Equinox here on the Chill Room on Kill Radio. And I'm just amazed by this music. It goes, you know, I'll play something in a moment where it talks about sameness, but repetition and everything add up. There's something, I don't know, fun. Dare I say fun, with Mark E. Smith. I don't know, I'm now just beginning to pick up the pieces of marriages and guitar players and onstage breakups. And it's wonderful. So we're just listening to the fall, because it just turned fall the other day, and because it marks the time correctly. A marquee cha-cha.
Marquee cha-cha! Marquee cha-cha!
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the States, pros, rich, dance in cardboard pants. And I guess this goes to show the library must have seen no soul.
Yeah. naked, innovating pop stars. Good lad, oh here is a pound note, that stupid bitch, and they were made for each other. Oh, you should have met his brother, his mother was deaf and dumb. He played games with names, and the place he worked, and the women he taught. If I were heavy on the music scene, hard on the choosing scene, heavy on the music scene. No pay, just take all the way. That bastard stripped me bare in front of all those people. Oh, he spat peanuts in my hair. And there's kids in Liverpool and County Down who are part of the music scene. Envy of the music scene. Part of the choosy scene. Music scene.
university, building house next to the skyscraper slums as the pretty little students cycle to university. The people in the slums do nothing about it. Instead they go in shops and buy about half an hour for about £5, or about 6 minutes for about a quid. But the sleeves are very nice. You might even get a picture sleeve. Oh, aren't you lucky? I said a music scene. Took it down. I took it down. Your fears, your arrears, they're all here. Some people write things about us. They have outgrew their crime. We will have revenge. When we finish with him, they will have to pump air into him. Music scene.
Right sort of stuff, you know, that supposedly has got something to say, so. Sometimes I forget about that. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, it is something you've got to remember. You're writing music and you've got to have a word that puts a chill up everybody's spine and stuff, you know. No matter what the word is, it's the way you use it with the music. I'm told I'd use too many words.
But do you, I mean...
But you see, what I have is a very original approach to writing, you see. Because it's not educated, but it's not... It's not jargonized, I don't think. The most commonest criticisms of the Fall nowadays is that they sound the same, you know what I mean? And I know damn well they don't sound the same. But like, it's like some kind of crime, you know what I mean? They want this kind of like novelty value thing. People know nowadays that they can't lay that thing on me about being a pop star. They can't do it anymore. It's the really greatest achievement, really. I don't appreciate it. You get this guilt thing where you think you've come so far, but when you look around, you haven't come that far. I get more I'm more sort of frightened of things as I get older, you know. Sometimes I can, the thing about being older is I think you can just like take it a lot more. Your spirit, it handles it a lot better. Yeah, but I mean, I suppose I could become a poet when I get older, some more writer or whatever, you know. You know, I think the book world is a crappy world. I don't know why, I just get this impression that it's an evil world somehow.
It'd be as crappy and as evil as the rock and roll world.
I think so, yeah. Because it asks a lot more of you and gives you even less. I've sort of run out of books, mate. You could say I've been perverted back. He played somewhere, like the Peppermint Lounge or somewhere. And this bloke was asking me to stand on this cross all the way through the set. You had these two crosses, and he says, if you go on there, go on there, I'll go on there, you know what I mean? When during the set, I mean, it's something I never do, I never face the audience much anyway, you know what I mean? Like, I knew that was... I mean, that's where it started, really hating videos. And when we were on in America, and I was watching, and like, half the audience would have their backs to you, watching you on a video at the back of the room. You know, because... Yeah, it's like, that's the old sort of narcolepsy thing, you know, just staring at twickering things. They'd rather look at that than look at you, you know. But they're looking into the same thing, in fact. I was dead reassured when I saw that stuff to see how inept it was. Do you know what I mean? Because I like... I like your stuff. You know what I like your stuff? It reminds me of... Tea Time TV. It does, you know, when they...
Well,
you know, like when women are like picketing the street because big lorries are coming down, and they like do the sort of the street, and it's like dead straight, you know. And it's like, that's what I love about his stuff. I think it's great, you know. I mean, there's just no way it can look glamorous. He tries really hard. I sort of react against sort of trends and stuff a lot, and I think the last 5 years, it's the trend is to like not be very British, you know. In sort of, whereas you know. And it's a great shock, like about a year ago, I got a great shock of going to America for the third time that I was actually getting physically ill from being away from home, you know. That in the end it was just like, you know, because I mean, it's like in my game, I mean, theoretically, I should have moved from the place I was born. I mean, that's a tradition all over the world, isn't it? I'm not a particular patriot out either. It's funny, I know. And we never set out to be a British band. I just thought that's what bands should be like, and that's one of the things why The Fall were formed, you know. And I thought people weren't being particularly true to their roots and stuff. And I thought it was a shame that some groups sounded like they could come from anywhere in the world and you could never actually pin it down, you know. That's one interesting thing about Britain for the start, you know. That, I mean, you can go 5 miles and it's a completely different world, which you can't anywhere else.
Mark E. Smith and The Fall on The Chill Room. The Fall Equinox Show. We from since 1 a.m. we've listened to Beetle Bones and Smoking Stones by Captain Beefheart, done by The Fall at the 1996 Peel session. Totally Wired, 1987-inch. Bremen Knocked from the Friends Experiment in 1988. And Edinburgh Man from the Archive Series, 97. Butterflies for Brains, single from 1990. Marquee Cha-Cha live in Wellington, New Zealand in September 82. Lie Dream of a Casino Soul, 1981 single. Fit and Working Again, I think it's new. Masquerade, 1998 single. Music Scene live at the Rich Trials, 1978. Music Scene live in Liverpool, 1978. And an interview from Perverted by Language video. And... That's it for the big set tonight. Thanks for listening. It's the beginning of a return to a band that I always knew was there. And I knew I'd keep catch up, you know? Anyway, thank you. Thanks a lot. Have to go now. Time's up. And stay tuned.
I've done it again.
Mr. James Fennings from Prestwick in Carberry. Just a poster. I was talking to Gene Seymour. Eyes wide open. The neck was slightly dislocated. But then I walked up the street. There was a repellent plastic. With a picture. Do you work? I was on one leg. At the top of the street, there's a poster of plastic fronts. From Moscow Road it came. From this gate it came. From Nanak Records it came. Walking bears, paper times two, paper times two.
Abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. a ragtime. I used to think I could do what I wanted to. A ragtime for me alone. I wore the streets to complete full homes. Hang around, homage around you. I paid homage, I could teach you the one. It's number one in heaven. As in heaven, so it went on. I see you in wrong place. The red time is miles in between. Go inside. see what happened. I know you do not my kin, 'cause I can hear the grass grow. I can hear the grass grow. I see rainbows in the air. And can't seem to fathom the time.
He can hear the grass grow. Yeah, that's The Fong live in August on John Peel BBC sessions. Okay. To do. Much to do about something. No. Wrong track. Okay, here's some Crack Sax, band from New York back in 1990. If it'll play, there it comes. I was at this show.